Rock 107 WIRX presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Good morning, 712. It's Brock, my dumb co-host Hunter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
I just got a text message. Here we go, Ryan.
Apparently, we struck a nerve with this.
Here we go. Ryan Rutter. I agree with you on the Kate Upton, Hunter. I'll take Sarah Jean Underwood any day over Kate Upton.
Okay, no. Read the other one.
Okay, I'll read the other
one. Yeah, yeah. Don't just read the one that favors you.
This is my other buddy, Dustin Wagner. He says, tell Brock I have to agree with him.
Yeah.
I used to feel the same way you did.
Yeah.
Talking about me.
Yeah.
Until I saw the Cat Daddy dance video.
Have you seen the Cat Daddy dance video?
I have not.
You know what, Hunter? You know, we shouldn't even do morning dump. We should just watch the video.
Yeah. You know what? Make sure it's in widescreen, though.
Oh, you bastard.
Widescreen.
All right, we're gonna do morning dump, and then we're going to watch the video.
Yeah, she couldn't do a vertical video on that one. Couldn't get her full.
Shut your mouth.
With Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Look at
brought
you.
To you by Honor Credit Union.
Swelling up as I talk to you.
National Rum Day today. So go enjoy maybe a rum and coke or a Cuba Libre.
Do we have rum in here?
No, we just got cheap-ass vodka.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, damn it. We need some rum.
I know. We need rum. Can we have a full wet bar?
That'd be nice.
I think that'd be amazing here.
That'd be amazing.
A little shaker.
Yeah.
I mean, after a hard day's work, we can enjoy a martini.
How about a full wet bar with a tiny little bartender? He's got to be like 4 foot 2.
Four foot two. You can't even see over there.
And just really excited about his job.
Just ready to go.
Right.
Ready to go. What's wrong with
Mr. Brock, Mr. Hunter, what would you like this morning?
Just running around. A new study found that 75% of Americans who live with their spouse or partner bring their phone to bed with them. And those people bringing their phone to bed at night are twice as likely to spend time on their phones than they are to get romantic with their significant other. Our phones are killing our sex lives.
Yep, so true.
I'm pretty good about putting my phone down when Kiki's in bed. Because I go to bed earlier, so I kind of flip through before I go to bed, check out what's going on in the news, anything like that, go on Reddit. But, like, if we're both in bed, I don't really mess around on my phone because I'm always trying to get it on with her.
Like, for us, we'll, like, talk and cuddle for a little bit, and then it'll get, like, awkwardly quiet. Like, all right, back to my phone.
See, I mean, at least I get talk and cuddle, but the numbers are down. Less people are having sex because of phones. They just spend their time, and get this, where's one?
It's because of that damn Amazon Prime. That's what it is.
It's like the last thing people see is not their significant other. It's their phone before they go to bed. It's ridiculous.
Sad, isn't it?
Put the phone down. Make love.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It's the most beautiful thing in the world. Put that damn phone down.
Either put it down or put it up on a tripod.
Exactly. Or, yeah, if you want to record something, that's fine. Or maybe watch something to kind of get the juices flowing. Do that. Anyway, phones, I tell you. Lastly, Matt Lauer is apparently bending over backwards to give his estranged wife, Annette Roque, whatever she wants in their divorce because he feels guilty for his infidelity. The former Today Show host has already agreed to cough up $20 million.
Wow.
Annette seems pleased with the settlement as the couple are now said to be getting along amicably. Obviously, she gave him $20
million.
Yeah. A source says, quote, things really have settled down. Matt and Annette are getting on, and they're both spending time with their kids. They hope to settle the divorce very soon. Dude.
Matt probably aged like 100 years.
November. It's almost been a year, dude.
Yeah.
November is when this happened. I feel like it happened yesterday.
I guarantee he looks like 20 years older, too.
Dude, okay. I'm going to say something here. What Matt did was creepy and wrong and everything like that. I'm not justifying that.
Is he the one that had a button under his desk?
He had the button, yes. He is a creepy sexual deviant. Do not confuse with what I'm about to say with that, all right? He's a perv, he's sick, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But these divorce settlements, it always baffles me. Like, if Kiki and I were divorced right now, she would have grounds to ask for half of my stuff.
Yeah.
We don't have a prenup. Which to me seems ridiculous, all right? She didn't earn that money.
Mm.
Now, I understand him.
How about you just take what's yours and I'll take what's mine and then we'll just settle and just go our separate ways.
I kind of like, okay, yeah, let's split the bills, figure out. But also, too, I shouldn't have to cover half of her stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know, like these whole, like same thing with like child support. Bill Burr has an amazing bit on child support. He's like, for some reason, after a divorce, it costs $20 million to give kids Fruit Loops.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
It's insane.
What some of these people are paid?
Well, it's just like Blake Griffin. Him and his wife just got separated for something, and I think he's child support is like $200,000 a month.
A month?
It's like, dude, what are you doing? What are you feeding this kid?
And
Fleming Youngs and Golden.
I've heard women say, well, I've gotten used to living a certain kind of lifestyle. Well, guess what? That's not your lifestyle anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
You divorced the guy. You didn't do that.
Right.
It kind of kills me when I see that in divorces, whether it's the man taking stuff from the woman or the woman taking stuff from the whoever.
Yeah.
No, this is my stuff. Like, that's my money. This is what I make. Why should I have to give you spousal support if we're no longer spouses?
You're absolutely right, man. And you know what? While we're on this topic, my ex-girlfriend, if you're listening, I would like my Nintendo 64 back.
I'm keeping this. No, you're not, bitch.
It's not.
Give it back.
Bitch?
Yeah, come on now. Yeah, I've had so... Yeah, keeping my... It's mine. Give it back.
You know,
deserve it.
You know how many times I went to go play Mario Kart, and it's just not there, Brock?
I'm taking your Nintendo 64. Bitch, I'm taking you to court. Give my Nintendo 64 back.
The Morning Dump.